Welcome to the Business Bunker Radio Show, Federation of Small Businesses podcast.
It's the big story again this week is Operation Stack, which I've lost count of how many times it's been implemented in the last few weeks. There are one or two people tweeting about the causes of it, but as we know, the people that are affected by it locally here, there are a number of causes for Operation Stack to be implemented. Striking French workers, migration problems in the tunnel, fires in the tunnel, all kinds of reasons why the tunnel and cross-channel ferries stop operating. But once again, we're in the middle of Operation Stack. The M20 has become a car park, and I just want to read you this. The Federation of Small Businesses have issued a statement and have written to the government, and they said the Federation of Small Businesses is writing a letter to the government today, that's yesterday, Monday the 27th, calling on ministers to address once and for all the travel chaos caused by Operation Stack. The disruption is having a severe effect on the UK economy, causing extreme frustration for small businesses, not only in Kent but nationwide too. The government must recognise that export opportunities are being lost and our tourism trade adversely affected at the height of the travel season.
Exactly.
The current system whereby freight traffic is stacked onto long stretches of the M20, turning chunks of road into parking for up to 3,000 lorries at a time, began as a temporary measure in 1988. That's 27 years ago. It's simply unacceptable that a workable solution has not been planned and implemented in the intervening years. John Allen, who is the FSB National Chairman, said the effects of Operation Stack have been at their most acute in the last few months, with the system in operation for five out of the last 6 weeks. On a local level, business meetings have been cancelled, deliveries are late, and travel time from home and work is extended. And we've seen the ripple effect rapidly spreading across the country. Many small firms are spending valuable time and money trying to find viable alternatives to honour commitments to their customers, both at home and in continental Europe. Businesses have run out of patience, with a sense of exasperation and strength of feeling among small firms at an all-time high. We appreciate that not all events such as strike action in France are within the government's direct control, but these extreme traffic delays have been a persistent issue for some years, with little progress at either local or national level to deliver a fit-for-purpose permanent solution. In the July budget, the UK Chancellor announced a fund for sustained investment in our roads. This is the perfect opportunity for Mr. Osborne to direct resources and funding towards a long-term solution in the affected areas in and around the southeast region. We've raised this issue directly with government, asking them to make solving this issue a top priority. We look forward to seeing concrete plans.
concrete plans.
Put in place to address the disruption that is now being felt across the nation. Well, we really welcome the Federation of Small Businesses input into this and their help in lobbying government. The people of Kent, southeast Kent primarily, have suffered from this for 27 years. This year it has been far worse than in previous years. I guess there's all kinds of reasons for that. The amount of times that there's been problems with the tunnel.
More immigration now.
There's a lot of there is the striking DFDS, My Ferry Link workers in France. We know about that. But the last four iterations of Operation Stack, only one of those was caused by striking workers. The others have been caused by sad fatalities in the tunnel, people trying to access the tunnel to cross. 3 weeks ago, there was a fire in the tunnel. So there's all kinds of reasons and there's all kinds of rationale for why the tunnel gets disrupted and why we have to do this. What we need to do, though, is stop talking about it and start finding some solutions. And it's been interesting. We've been asking on Twitter people to tell us. There's, first and foremost, the strength of feeling about this has got to an all-time peak.
Of course, because it's affecting everyone. I mean, when it starts affecting me coming from Whitstable, that's crazy, you know.
You know you're in trouble when you've upset Jules, basically.
But, I mean, you know, poor Chris coming in this morning, we were both late for the show. The lorry drivers as well, you know, you imagine you're getting up and you're doing all those hours and then you're just stuck.
Absolutely stuck. For those that don't live in this area of Kent and don't understand the ramification of what goes on here, not only does the motorway shut, so it makes it very difficult to travel anywhere, but of course all the surrounding roads back up and people get, you know, try and find shortcuts, so everywhere stacks up with people. Lorries try and park up in residential areas and in down rural country lanes, and they block roads, and basically everywhere from Maidstone to the Channel Tunnel suddenly becomes a no-go zone. You can't guarantee getting anywhere. So it isn't just businesses you know, trying to trade with a continent, it's local businesses, it's homeowners, it's people trying to get home from work.
Yeah. People with children.
Yeah. Picking children up from school. You can't do anything. The whole place grinds to a halt and it becomes really difficult.
It's, I don't think I've ever seen anything like it in my life. I mean, it happened, what was it, 5-6 weeks ago, and I came on that big Hythe roundabout and I saw that, you know, the whole of the M20, is it?
Yeah.
Down to the just. I've never seen anything like
it. They park 83 lorries per mile, apparently. Up to 3,000 lorries parked on the M20. So that's the problem. That's the situation that we're in. A number of people have suggested doing what they used to do originally when Operation Stack, which is to put a contraflow in place so that you keep the motorway open in both directions, but you have a contraflow system on the other carriageway. Okay.
Right.
That has been suggested by many, many people as a temporary measure.
Well, I noticed Damien Collins is tweeting, and he said yesterday, pleased with new plans for the M20, which will now always be kept open in both directions. And that was a Kent Online thing. Mm. But then today...
They said no. Highways Agency England, who are responsible for the motorway, have said they will not implement a contraflow because it's dangerous.
Okay.
Now, whether it is or whether it isn't, I don't know. But they are the ultimate people in charge of running this. You know, a lot of people are blaming Kent Police. So it's not Kent Police's fault. They can only do what they can do. They can only try and operate what they can operate.
But I would say on you know, there was no sign of any police today helping motorists who were sort of completely stuck and didn't know. Especially, as you said, tourists, as caravans.
Yeah.
We're in the height of the caravan season.
It's a holiday season, and that makes it trebly worse. Mm. Absolutely. What we need to start looking at, though, is solutions. So a lot of people have mentioned the temporary solution of a contraflow. That has been ruled out at the last iteration. It may change. But the last thing I saw is Highways Agency England basically said no to a contraflow system. But that's only a temporary measure anyway. What we need to do is to solve the problem. We've had loads and loads of tweets, so I'm going to read a few of them. One of the funniest ones...
But first of all, Paul, stop, because when I came in this morning, you were saying to me, and we were a bit rushed, but how many years it's been...
27.
27 years
this has been happening, yeah.
Okay.
27 years.
And they've done nothing?
No, well, originally when it first happened, it didn't happen very frequently. Mm. And when it happened, the traffic wasn't as much as it was now.
No.
So they only closed one or two junctions. And they did have a contraflow originally.
Right. Okay.
They did. I remember it distinctly, having a contraflow originally. So there was kind of, it was a bit disruptive, but it wasn't bad. As time's gone on, more and more traffic crosses the channel now. You know, we export more.
Yeah.
We do more business on the continent. You know, a lot of the things that the politicians have been urging us to do is to join with our European partners and do stuff.
And I noticed that France, I heard a news bulletin 2 days ago saying don't come across at the moment. They can't cope.
Yeah. Well, somebody asked on Twitter, how come this doesn't affect France? Well, it does.
Yeah.
The French have exactly the same problem we have. They have lorries parked up everywhere. Now, on French motorways, they have a thing called arrière repose.
Yeah.
Which is every...
Holes in the floor where you can wee.
Thank you for that.
That's true.
But every, I think it's 20 kilometres, they have somewhere where you can pull off a motorway and park up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they have service areas as well.
Yeah.
We don't have the same system here. But even with that, the French have the same problem we have. They've got lorries stacked up all over the place. Some of the suggestions I've seen, Gordon Henderson, who's the MP for Sittingbourne, has made a suggestion that hasn't gone down very well at all, which is that they offer cross-channel ferries from the Isle of Sheppey instead. And people didn't like that.
Well, somebody was telling me that, I can't remember who it was, but their dad commutes along the waterway in a sort of jet ferry
Ski.
Thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, a jet ferry, that takes lots of people.
Okay.
We could use the waterways more.
Absolutely. One of the interesting tweets I saw was from Paul Francis, who's the business head of the KM.
Yeah.
And he made a very, very salient point. He said, it comes to something when the news headline is, the motorway's open. Which is absolutely true, isn't it?
Yeah. For an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Our lovely friend Neville Gaunt says 8 hours ago on Twitter, we'll see the true impact of Operation Stack, that's the hashtag, with Bank of England quarterly review. Will it impact inflation control, FSB_policy, FSB Kent? Interesting.
Cool. What else are you seeing on the Twitter?
Well, Paul Francis, I've seen that contraflow plan, as you said, ruled out by Highways England on safety grounds. And he's Carl's from Kent. They're regulars on our show. He says, not again, Operation Stack is back. It's beyond a joke. Come on, Damien Green MP, Damien Collins. You know, time for action, do something. And I think that, looking through all the tweets, that is coming out loud and clear that people have just had enough.
They have. It's just got beyond the joke.
You almost feel like we're a laughing stock. If somebody were looking from Canada or Sweden, God forbid, they'd look at these pictures and just think, my goodness, you know, it's like when we have snow, isn't it? An inch of snow. John Nurden, our lovely friend, he's spluttering about it, and he says, speak to Maidstone sound firm, Phonophobia Limited, which is suffering from the effects of Operation Stack on the M20. Mm. So that'd be interesting. We'll try and catch up with them.
Yeah. EcoSound Services, based in Ashford, said, oh, no, junctions 8 to 13 now closed and we're stuck. There's hundreds and hundreds of tweets, all from the businesses of this area of Kent, who are now being badly affected by this.
Well, Phonobia, looking at their Twitter line, it's Phonobia_Limited, say, it's a total nightmare. All the M20 traffic is forced past our main warehouse on the A20, and it's starting to cost us a fortune. Mm. You know, so there's all these knock-on effects, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I've just seen a tweet from someone, I can't see who their name was, Transport England, I think, who was saying that it's now costing the Kent economy £1.5 million a day.
Really?
In lost productivity, and I think, and the rest, I would have said.
Well, people are going to avoid us, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're not going to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been talking to local businesses in this area. By the way, the radio station here is based only 5 minutes from the Channel ports, and so we are particularly badly affected here. But the businesses around this area, lots and lots of people now saying, do you know what, I think we might move. We can't afford to be here any longer because it's just beyond a joke.
Well, poor Linda Cloak, our lovely guest, has just tweeted 12 minutes ago. She's taking the road through New Romney to get back to Maidstone.
Don't tell anyone.
She's a little bit alarmed about how she's going to get back. You might have to stay on till next week.
Yeah. Mindfit have tweeted, and this is an interesting question. Operation Stack has national implications. Will it affect the Bank of England intervention of interest rates?
Yeah, of course.
You know, one of the problems that we have, although we have massive employment in the UK now, our productivity is still low. And things like this are a part of the general cause of low productivity. So, again, it's having profound impacts on what's going on in the UK.
And your import-export as well. We've got Motus Ireland, and they're saying hashtag Dover Opstack, Operation Stack, M20. And also P&O Ferries, Opstack has been extended. This is... they've been extended to Junction 13 of the M20. All non-freight traffic is advised to use the M2A2 where possible. But, of course, then that has a knock-on effect.
Then that stacks up, and then you get traffic jams in Canterbury. And then Canterbury City Council kindly close all the car parks and sell them off, and stuff like
that. That was just 9 minutes ago.
Yeah. We've had... There's dozens and dozens of Periscope videos of the traffic congestion, not on the motorway, in the roads surrounding the motorway. Yeah. That's the worrying thing. Dick Holness has said, during Operation Stack, what's happening on the French side? Surely they have hundreds of trucks to park. Yes, of course they do, and they have exactly the same problem that side of the tunnel. What I'd like to know is what people think about the solutions. Now, my understanding, I might have this wrong, but my understanding was that there were organisations involved in this that are looking to establish one giant lorry park where they can park up to 3,000 trucks. Now, personally, as someone that was heavily involved in designing queuing theory-based networks, I can tell you that is a disaster waiting to happen. If you put all your eggs in one basket, you're just going to create a giant bottleneck somewhere. And
well, I'll go back to, what about the poor lorry drivers? Just
exactly,
sitting in a car park all day?
Yeah.
That's not the solution, is it?
No, it isn't. And also, you're going to suffer. And I think this is why it's taken so long. Because they were looking for that one giant solution, there's been a lot of NIMBYism. People don't want a 3,000 lorry park next to their house or next to their shops or next to their business. I think the solution has got to revolve more around multiple truck stops. Now, on the M20, we already have two truck stops that are privately operated, the Ashford International Truck Stop. Now, that houses, I think, 350 trucks. Back at the beginning of this year, they applied for planning permission to double that. As far as I know, they haven't started work on that yet. So that needs to be expedited quite quickly, so you can take up to 600 trucks there. There's Service 24 here at Hythe that can also handle 300 or 400 trucks. What we need are two or three more of those kind of things.
Yeah, but I'm still going to annoy you now, but yeah. These lorry drivers are dads, husbands, people trying to do an 8-hour shift.
Yeah.
Are we going to just chuck them in a car park?
No, the lorry parks have gyms, cinemas, swimming pools, showers.
But they don't
showers.
Have families. They don't have wives no, and but it's kids
a,
and...
No, sorry. If you're a truck driver, by law, you have to stop. You can only drive for a certain amount of time. So the truck stops weren't put there for Operation Stack.
Right.
They were put there because truck drivers have to stop.
They need it.
Yeah. What I'm saying is we need more of them. And if we have more of them, you can then park up the trucks during Operation Stack. Is my solution. I think you just need five or six more truck stops. Because you've got to park the lorry somewhere. And one of the other things that happens, not just with Operation Stack, is because we don't have many truck stops, ordinarily, a lot of rural areas in country lanes and some, housing areas, lorry drivers park up.
Yeah.
If you drive here across the marsh on any given night, you'll always find half a dozen lorries parked up in country lanes.
You know, I live on the seafront. Occasionally we get them that park on the seafront where there's no restrictions to the parking.
Yeah.
But, of course, the residents take umbrage because do you want someone parked outside your house all night?
Absolutely. So, to my mind, part of the solution to this is to do something we should have been doing anyway, which is to have more general-purpose truck stops that we can use. There's also people suggesting that there are various places that could be used temporarily.
Right.
The county showground at Detlin.
Yeah.
Manxton.
Yeah.
The airport.
Yeah.
At Ramsgate. And Folkestone Racecourse.
Or maybe they could get a few jets to freight the stuff out from Manston, which is sitting there.
Well, without being frivolous, there are empty spaces that could be used on a temporary basis. Why does it always have to stack them up on the motorway and cause all the problems? So, basically...
But also, what are we going to do with the immigrants? You know, they're all trying to get over to the UK. Mm. What are we going to do about that in Calais?
Absolutely.
How do we need... You know, do we need to work more with the French?
The tunnel needs to be policed better as well.
Yeah.
So... have you got any more tweets coming in about Operation Stack at the moment?
Nurse Liz, who's lounging in Maryland...
Yeah, so it doesn't affect her remotely.
Says, is this a lorry driver protest or political?
No, it's neither. It's just that the tunnel's closed, and therefore you've got a load of traffic stacked up. It really is nothing, you know... Let's not get carried away.
But what she may not know is that immigrants trying to come over have died.
Yeah, they have. They have.
Swimming, jumping on lorries. Yeah.
But the fundamental problem is, for whatever reason, it's when the tunnel and the ferries are closed. That might be strike action, it might be illegal immigration activity. It could be a fire, it could be an accident.
Do we know how the fire started?
No, but it's all irrelevant. There are hundreds of reasons why it comes to a grinding halt. What we've got to do is find out what happens when there's a problem with cross-channel stuff. Mm. You know, there will always be problems that will happen. We have to have a solution for it. And that's what I'm interested in. I want people's sensible solutions, potential solutions, for what we could do to park lorries when the channel crossings are disrupted.
Now, Linda Cloak is next to me. You can say this into the mic, Linda. Go on. Grab the mic and say it, or otherwise I'll have to read it.
Okay, I think it's a really great idea, the truck stop. I think we should use the facilities that we've got, like Detlin Showground. Mm. I think, you know, it's sat there empty.
Yeah.
Why not use it?
Absolutely.
Staffed.
And I don't know what the rationale for not doing it is, because I'm not involved in talking to the politicians and what have you.
Like you say, Manston is another good one.
There are places, and they'll probably tell you there's reasons why we can't do it and da-da-da-da-da, but 27 years we've been discussing this now. We need a solution, and we need it urgently. So if anybody wants to carry on the discussion, we'd be pleased to hear from you. We're kind of running towards the end of the show now. But Operation Stack has once again caused enormous problems to Mid and South and East Kent, and it's now been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks. I think the motorway's been closed, I read somewhere, for 5 out of the last 7 weeks. Mm. And that's just ridiculous.
I mean, I got stuck in traffic, Linda, you'll know this, being a lady, I was going to Heathrow, and I was, it should have taken me an hour and a half by my sat-nav, 4.5 hours. Luckily, I didn't miss my flight to Manhattan. But there was only one service station. I was so lucky because I was dying to go to the loo. I was starting to really panic. What do I do? I'm on my own in the car. Can't just get out, leave the car in gridlock. You know, go behind a bush. It's not very nice. And luckily I came up to the, what, those Cobham, is it, service stations?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the only service station.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Mm. At festivals, the youngsters have got a little thing that they can attach to themselves. That's it, one of
yeah,
those.
Yeah, well, how does that work?
I don't think we want to know, thank you.
Just attach it to yourself.
Yeah. I think so. I've never used one personally, but my daughter went to festival and she said that they're... Yeah,
I shall get a shiwi. But it's scary. And what Paul says about France is true, because I love the Le Routiers, you know, that you can stop off and they have them regularly and you can have a meal. But, yeah, so these lorry parks are quite nice for lorry drivers and they've got gyms and...
But they cost money to stay there overnight.
Yeah, but presumably the companies pay, do they?
Not always. A lot of lorry drivers are owner-operators and there's some issues with that. But then, you know, we're talking about two different things here. You're talking about normal operation and then you're talking about emergency operation. And quite clearly, during an emergency, you know, the council could say... Or the government could say, look, we'll pay the overnight parking costs or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll just open the parks and pay the operators the money. It would be far cheaper than the loss of productivity that we're suffering at the moment. But unfortunately, we're fast running out of time. We've got a number of other issues to cover in our news roundup. So I just want to move on to a few other things. But
welcome to the Business Bunker radio show, Federation of Small Businesses podcast.